heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
The Wade Hampton Show will be right back.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Our churches are not able to power itself by the Word and through the Word because we have deviated so much from the Word.
From the Word.
Do I have some understanding in the house? We have deviated so far from the Word until there's no effect in the Word. Watch closely here. Watch closely. God tells Jeremiah, before conception, I had designed you.
Jeremiah.
To preach the word.
That's right.
Before you were conceived.
Out of your mother's womb.
Watch closely here. Before the sperm goes up the fallopian tube. And before the egg of the woman is fertilized. In
God.
The mind and the heart of God, he was already.
God already knew.
Present.
Let me work this out.
And he says, to the church, I will give you pastors according to my own heart that will feed you with what?
The word,
with the knowledge, which is the word, and understand. Y'all excuse me, I know I ain't gonna make it back here. Our church has deviated so much from the word until we have taken the power out of God. He says, I will give you pastors according to my own heart. No, you didn't say co-pastors.
Come in your own name.
Co-pastors.
Come in your own name.
Co-pastors. Ladies, he said, I give you pastors. Wives, he didn't say co-pastors. Got quiet in here. I ain't got nobody to say, come on with it. Feel like I'm all by myself. He says, I will give you pastors. And some of our churches has become weakened because our helpmates have become the pastors. Brother Bonto gave the scripture before I could say it. One of the qualifications of the pastor is he must be able to rule his house, his home, with. And our churches have been weakened because of pillar talk.
That's right.
Can I touch this thing? You gotta take my little time for a few minutes, y'all. Pillar talk has weakened the church. And the strength of God's word is not able to come in and effectuate its power because pillar talk has taken the power out of the church.
No success.
You all have some help in
the church.
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Pillar talk has weakened the church. Pastors are special for their day don't start on Sunday. Their day starts on Monday.
Yeah.
And they must be able to be in tune, in prayer, supplication, and meditation, because it depends and it really dictates their dedication.
Yes.
Do I have some help in the house?
Yes. Amen.
Because the church is nothing but a spiritual hospital.
Yeah.
All kind of ailments come through the door. A couple may want to decide divorce, but they're in the house. Someone may want to commit suicide last night, but they're in the house. Someone may be struggling with drug addiction, but they're in the house.
Yes,
and it takes the word of God to get between the pews and work on the believers so they can come out of their mental tornado and they can say, the Lord has kept me. Just when I was about to take my life, just when my family was about to break up, God stepped
in.
The church is nothing but a spiritual hospital.
Yes,
so therefore,
yes.
the preacher, pastor, teacher must be prayerfully in tune with the Lord.
Yes.
It is important, church, that you really don't have his mind all twisted. Because church folk can have the preacher man twisted.
That's right. So cold. With a lot of church.
All right.
Church folk. Don't tell me about what church folk won't do. Then I'll tell you what church folk will do. And then I'll tell you what they have done. And then I'll tell you what they plotting on right now to do. Don't tell me about church folk. There's no hurt like church.
Gone again.
The futuristic church.
Gone again.
Must always depend on what it has always depended upon. What the church has to depend on now is what the church had to depend on 2,000 years ago. Do I have some help in the house? And the power of the Holy Ghost, which gives it power. For after Jesus left, he said, just go and tell those disciples to tarry.
Yeah, that's right. He didn't go say get a good education. He said tarry.
Yeah.
And Samaria
went on.
Went on the Lord.
The Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Ladies, I want you to tell them to just tarry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Say nothing else. Just tarry.
Yes.
Tarry means wait on it.
Yeah, you're being dude with the power from on high.
When I look at the church,
yeah,
our church has lost seemingly.
Yeah.
It's just seemingly, y'all. Seemingly, we taking a hit. But we ain't just started taking hits in the church. Church started taking hits a long time ago.
Amen, Jesus. All right.
What?
And the church is still standing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Now this rock.
Thank you, Lord.
The church is still as powerful.
Yes.
Some hell.
But the one thing that is critical, it's one thing for Pleasant Green and Mount Triumph to be in the city of Alexandria. But it becomes a grave hour when Alexandria gets in Pleasant Green and Mount Triumph.
Hello.
In other words, some of you folks who love to take a cruise, it's fine for the ship to be on the water. But it becomes a grave hour when the water gets in the ship.
That's right.
All hands on deck. Do I have a ripping out? It's a great hour when the seed gets in the ship. So therefore, we should be transformers and not conformers.
That's right.
I told the church last Sunday night, we ought to treat our Bibles like we treat our cell phones.
Oh, boy.
We leave it, we turn around. We get it, we check the message. God been sending messages a long time. If a people which are called by my name shall pray, shall humble themselves, pray, seek my face. From that wicked way, hear what I
hear from him.
And hear their land. Can I send him? A long time.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you, Lord.
Then we check our text. He been sending text messages, right? We just ain't been reading. The Lord is my shepherd. That's a text.
Yes.
I shall not want. That's a text.
Yes.
He's been texting. He's been
trying to tell me.
Sending messages. And then, Reverend, he sends our messages in the cloud.
Yes, Lord.
He's storing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything that we do.
Yes.
Located in the cloud.
Yes.
Of your phone. So God, we ought to treat our cell phones, our Bibles, like we do our cell phone. Take it wherever you go. Don't leave home. Somebody know what I'm talking about. So from now on, put the Bible in the car.
Yeah.
If you want to get to Houston, say, put the Bible. Say, Lord, take me.
Yes.
I know you may listen to some other music, but put the word in
there.
Don't leave the Lord out. Don't just jump in your hoop and leave the Lord out.
Yes.
You need the Lord.
That's right.
Every minute, every second.
In all directions,
you pray. All day, all night. While you sleeping and slumbering in dreamland, you still need the Lord to watch over you.
Yes.
No wonder somebody said all night and all day. Okay? The cherubim and the seraphim angels just keep watch.
In all directions you pray.
Over me.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for sending your
angels.
Yeah, and now and then they get in the car.
Yes. Yes.
Have a crash, I should have died, but I walked out and looked at the record, and the record says someone died, but the record says someone lived. Oh, I ain't got no help in the house. Give me someone here who did something, a clock crash, when it said you should have died, but the record says someone. And now your testimony is that he took care of me. When I couldn't take care of myself, he watched over me. When I couldn't handle myself, the Lord blessed me. And in the midst of my blessings, I tell him,
thank you.
Jesus came.
Don't forget where you come from.
Sister of Philippi.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Caesar and Philip and Philip wanted to be so closely assisted with Caesar. So they named the city Sisera of Philippi.
Yes.
Because Caesar was the great king.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hearn Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday School at 8 a.m., morning